Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Hey, Disciple Makers. I'm Jenny Smith. Welcome back to our podcast. We are so glad that you are joining us. This summer, we are talking about the book of Psalms, and each week we're diving into a different kind of psalm. Today is one that we all are very familiar with, I'm sure. It is Psalm 23, and it is categorized as a psalm of trust. The psalms of trust highlight God's protection and care and encourage trust in Him. Psalm 23 was written by David. It compares God to a shepherd who guides, comforts, and provides for his people. David described how God protects us, even in fearful times. We can have peace because we can trust Him. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, laid down His life for us, offering forgiveness and eternal life through His death and resurrection. In John 10:11, Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down His life for His sheep." God loves us so much that He sent Jesus to lay down His life for us. When Jesus died on the cross and rose again, He provided a way for our sins to be forgiven and for us to have eternal life. And our bright idea is God is our good shepherd, as we're talking all month long about how God is good. In our monthly memory verse, Psalm 145:9 says, "The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made." Let's look at our he and we questions for this week. First, how is God like a shepherd? God lovingly provides for us, guides us, protects us, and comforts us. Praise the Lord. Let's look at our we question. What does it mean for us that God is our shepherd? We can live in peace, trusting that God is taking care of us. What incredible truth you get to teach kids this week. Our tough topic is loneliness. As we help kids navigate a broken world, we've got to recognize this is a problem in our culture right now. In fact, in 2023, the Surgeon General declared our nation was facing an epidemic of loneliness, citing research that over 20% of adults said they were suffering from loneliness. Our kids are growing up in a lonely culture. Many spent a portion of the pandemic isolated from others, and that was formative years for these kids that we're working with now. It's been a difficult recovery. Today, kids will learn God desires to dwell with His people. They are never truly alone. You can help your group be a place where kids do not feel lonely. Be intentional to connect kids together. Watch for kids who tend to isolate and work to build relationships with them. Utilize the belong activities to get to know kids and pay attention to things they share about themselves. Help kids feel known. Most importantly, emphasize God is always near to them, loving them, helping them, dwelling with them, and shepherding them. And our leader training this week, as we're focusing on how to specifically help kids who are neurodivergent, kids who think differently, maybe act differently, maybe experience the world a little bit differently because God wired their brains a little bit differently. How do we help engage them? And today we're talking about nurturing relationships. As our relationship grows with a kid, we're able to meet their needs and anticipate where they may need extra support. So first, identify their favorites. Every kid has unique interests and favorites. We show our interest in kids by showing an interest in the things that are important to them. If you have some of a kid's favorite things in your space, point them out to them as they arrive. Second, know their strengths and challenges. Kids who are neurodivergent are often identified by their challenges. As we're all fearfully and wonderfully made, we each have amazing strengths. Identify those strengths and give kids opportunities to use them. And then finally, identify their triggers. A kid who is neurodivergent will respond to the world around them differently than a neurotypical person. Lights, sounds, or transitions that don't bother others may cause a meltdown. When we identify potential triggers, we can be proactive in meeting kids' needs and communicating that they are known, loved, and will be cared for. Disciple Makers, I hope you know that you are known, loved, and deeply cared for. We are always cheering for you and always praying for you. And we'll catch you next time.